protein is having its moment in the spotlight. Companies are adding more protein-enhanced products to their lineups as demand grows, and the new federal dietary guidelines unveiled earlier this year also put protein front and center. Harvest Public Media's Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval reports on whether or not Americans actually need more protein.
It's not hard to find protein-packed foods. For years, consumers have enjoyed protein shakes, powders, and bars. But lately, it's been showing up in some surprising places.
Hello, welcome to Starbucks. What can I get started here today?
I'll do a vanilla protein latte.
Ooh, okay, so that protein, period. Okay, do you want a hotter ice today?
The company is just one of many that have introduced new lines of protein-enhanced products to meet increasing demand. A survey last year from the International Food Information Council found that 7 in 10 Americans want to include protein in their diets.
It's been picking up momentum in videos and TikTok.
Corey Geiger is a dairy economist for CoBank, a national lender. Geiger has studied the newfound appetite for protein. He says it's more than just a social media trend. It's now aligned with a political agenda.
Certainly, more recently, the MAHA movement has amplified what has been taking place in Americana.
The federal government unveiled new dietary guidelines in January that put protein front and center in the American diet. Officials say the new recommendations will, quote, make America healthy again. At a press conference announcing the changes, Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Marty McCary urged Americans to eat more protein.
The old guidelines had such a low protein recommendation that we are increasing that by 50 to 100%.
It's a change that dietitians across the country have mixed feelings about. Stanford University nutrition professor Christopher Gartner served on the board that made recommendations to the government. He says the administration largely ignored them, and he calls prioritizing protein bizarre.
Americans have been a little short on calcium, potassium, fiber, and vitamin D. Protein was not and has never been in that list of things that we're short of.
He points out that Americans are among the highest per capita consumers of protein-rich meat in the world. Cleveland Clinic dietitian Julia Zumpano says Americans are getting enough protein, mostly because they're consuming more calories than they need. Instead, she'd like Americans to be more mindful of where they get their protein.
Occasional red meat, an abundance of fish, poultry, a regular intake of legumes and beans. You know, eggs are infiltrated in there. The main source of dairy protein is in the form of yogurt.
Some nutrition experts think we do need more protein, like Stuart Phillips, a kinesiology professor at McMaster University in Canada. He agrees with the federal guidelines for protein intake. But Phillips thinks the new food pyramid overemphasizes the role protein should play in people's diets.
It's just that putting them on the top means that they should be eaten the most and more often. That's the sort of implication of the way the pyramid is based now. And that's not necessarily a good thing.
And he worries the new emphasis could encourage people to consume protein-enhanced products they don't need, especially if they don't exercise. Products, perhaps, like the latte I bought and am now about to enjoy. I'm Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including WPR.